比堅人結出果實的人真是有福。
天道天主聖愿主与你们同在，
与你心灵同在。
恭读圣路加福音。
主愿光荣归于你。
那时候，耶稣向法利塞人说：有个富家人，身穿紫红袍及细麻衣，天天奢华地宴乐。另有个乞丐，名叫拉匝禄，满身疮痍，躺卧在他的大门前。他指望这富人家桌上掉下的碎屑充饥，但只有狗来舔他的疮痍。那乞丐死了，天使把他送到亚巴郎的怀里。那个富家人也死了，被人埋葬了。他在阴间，在痛苦中举目一望，远远看见亚巴郎及他怀中的拉匝禄，便喊叫说：父亲亚巴郎，可怜我吧，请打发拉匝禄用他的指头尖蘸点水来凉润我的舌头，因为我在这火焰中极其惨苦。亚巴郎说：孩子，你应记得你活着的时候已享尽了你的福，而拉匝禄同样也受尽了苦，现在他在这里受安慰，而你应受苦了。除此之外，在我们与你们之间隔了个巨大的深渊，自私人即使愿意从这边到你们那边去也不能，从那边到我们这边来也不能。那人说：父亲，那么就请你打发拉匝禄到我父家去，因为我有五个弟兄，叫他警告他们，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。亚巴郎说：他们只有梅瑟及先知，听从他们好了。他说：不，父亲亚巴郎，倘若有人从死者中到他们那里，他们必会悔改。亚巴郎给他说：如果他们不听从梅瑟及先知，纵使有人从死者中复活，他们也必不信服。上主的话。
天主圣言，愿光荣归于你。
耶稣很清晰藉这个故事告诉人知，他要最后结论呢，就是说如果他们不听从梅瑟及先知，纵使有人从死者中复活，他们必不顺从。我相信他主要是指当时的人，如果他们不跟先知书所教导的话，就算耶稣基督他自己复活了，他们都未必相信。这是事实的。如果你信天主的话，无论是他先知的话好，别人的话也好，教导也好，你会顺从。如果你的心是执迷不悟的话呢，那么就算一个死人在你身边显现给你，你的心呢，心眼是蒙蔽的。所以这点呢，都要提醒自己，个心眼好多时是很自我的。我认为冇可能，咁你就个门就闩咗，天主恩宠咧， 都入唔到你嘅。所以欠，所以我哋嘅救恩咧，都系嚟自恩宠。虽然行为系好重要，你要听天主嘅恩宠，开你嘅心，让主嘅话语入到你嘅心，先至开始得到救恩。所以话信者得救咧，个意思系相辅相成。你要相信主嘅恩宠好绝对嘅，但系同时你都要行动上，因为我哋今天仲系有啲地方未清晰噶嘛，所以我哋信望爱三德咧系相互相补嘅。有时你而家睇唔清噶，但你知道耶稣话我同你哋一齐，但你嘅感觉好似唔系好远。嗱，呢个系我哋嘅相信耶稣嘅话语。大德兰呢一个方法，祈祷嘅方法，你要用你嘅思维去让自己感受到你就喺天主嘅身边，你就喺耶稣基督身边。用思维啊，你用自己思维。当你有咁嘅思维嘅时候，你谦卑，你求恩宠自然到。所以两样都好重要，恩宠让你感觉到天主喺你嘅身喺心中，但系在此同时，你都要用你嘅思维去刻意摆低其他嘅杂念啊！我哋太多杂念咧，好似虫草一样咧，个种子长唔得起嘅。个种子要开嘅话咧，有多其个方便噶嘛，要足够水分啦，足够阳光啦，先能够发芽生根，先至能够成为一棵植物啦。天主嘅恩宠俾我哋都系同类，你都要生根，你都要天主嘅恩宠。所以路加福音都讲话，即系今日嘅福音前夫话。那是良善和诚实的心，倾听天主圣言，倾听啊，用耳仔听，并且话保存起来，用个心啊，以坚忍即恒心，结出果实。佢讲呢个道教福音嗰度讲撒种嘅比喻，所以我哋要将这个话语成为生活化嘅话咧。是多方面的，不是说我听了，你听了你平时要保持一份静心，因为你太多杂音呢，又使到你的声音呢又内在的声音又覆盖了，所以我无时无刻，所以大德兰他教我们祈祷呢，不是只是单单在祈祷室里面，这个是祷告，你无时或息在厨房，在厅堂，亦都感受到主与你同在。咁你好自然，当你真系祈祷嘅时候咧，你静到落嚟啲咧，你就慢慢进入呢个与主相佳嘅状态。否则咧，你即系一阵间呢个咧就好难。所以我哋都要尝试下呢个四旬期咧，系比较。的嗰啲杂音啊、杂念啊，剔除顺啲，又冇期望喎、啊，都唔得嘅咁，你系要坚忍啊。So today the gospel is very clear. This the parable Moses, not Moses Abraham, says to.To the rich man, he was in hell, not in hell, in the Sheol, and asking, if I go back to the earth to tell my five brothers, they might listen to me. But Jesus said, if they don't listen to the voice of the prophets of Moses, even you, a dead person, appeared to them, they won't believe. And so true. Jesus was risen. So many people doesn't believe because they don't believe in the revelation of God. So for the first day, for the very beginning, they don't believe. So it's very important. Our faith comes from grace. When the grace of God can give us this light. But also on the same time, we have to cooperate. We have to open belief. Sometimes we can't see. But what St. Teresa of Avila is teaching us, pray is always be present. Quiet of mind, of heart. And use your mind to believe that God is close to you. You don't feel, but use your mind and kind of humility backing His presence. Through this way, this kind of simplicity of dialogue with God within you, with Jesus accompanying you, that's kind of prayer. That's why it's not only the prayer time that you pray. The time that you converse with the Lord is time of prayer. With heart, open heart. God's grace will be there, but at times, you know, we can experience the kind of dryness. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, in his diary, he mentioned his time of dryness of life. And then when she was proclaimed a saint, then many people asked the question, why he experienced dryness and how can he be a saint? You see, to experience dryness doesn't mean, this is a kind of passage, a kind of journey. We are on the journey, like Jesus Christ. Yeah, God got his dryness. Father, why have you forsaken me?